coming up in a few minutes. We are monitoring the quotes coming out of the Bob Stoops press conference, which started at 5:30 after he announced earlier today that he is stepping down as head coach at Oklahoma and going to retire at age 56. We're still getting David Bourne and Joe Castiglione quotes as of right now. Bob Stoops has not made it to the podium. Baker Mayfield, I know, is expected to speak there as well. Finish this thought on Oklahoma and how much turmoil this throws their season into, the upcoming 2017 season. I mentioned this earlier in the show, but we've been talking about distractions that K-State is having to deal with as well. That's another part of what gives me pause here as far as saying this definitively puts K-State that much more in the discussion for the Big 12 championship. Just because, I mean, there are plenty of distractions for K-State to be dealing with as well here. If there is a big winner in all of this, or a bigger winner probably than K-State, this would be Mike Gundy and Oklahoma State.
Yes.
Because they have had by far the calmest offseason of all those three teams that we're talking about at the top of the Big 12. You know, they got the news that James Washington and Mason Rudolph are coming back. They've had a great offseason, just pretty uneventful as far as that is concerned. And now Mike Gundy knows that he's not going to be going up against Bob Stoops anymore in that state for recruits head-to-head. It's going to be Lincoln Riley. If you're Mike Stoops, you have to be licking your chops right now. That's the real big winner, I would have to think, in all of this. You could say Tom Herman in Texas, too. Obviously, there's something to that. But Mike Gundy is established here. This
right.
is an established coach that's got an established program.
And Oklahoma State has been kind of known to have one of the – I know that we talked about Texas Tech in this regard last week, but one of the sexier offenses in the Big 12. Lincoln Riley is that kind of guy. But if you are Mike Gundy, all you got to say is, yeah, Lincoln Riley may be a great offensive coach, maybe, but look what we've already done over the last 10 years. We have produced so many NFL wide receivers out of this program. We've produced good quarterbacks out of this program, good offensive linemen. We actually have a lot more of a leg to stand on than the 33-year-old does down in Norman. So this has to be really, really big for Mike Gundy. And we've talked about numerous times over the last 5 years how Mike Gundy's, you know, relationship with the OSU athletic department hasn't been great, and it looked a few times like he may head for greener pastures. If I'm an OSU fan, this probably locks him down as staying there longer, because he feels like he actually can be the big man on campus in Oklahoma for the foreseeable future.
Well, he's turning into more and more the big man on campus as far as Big 12 coaches are concerned, because Art Briles is now out of the conference. Mm-hmm. Bob Stoops is now out of the conference. It's looking like in the next, insert however, I'm careful with my next words here, but Bill Snyder.
Maybe
out of the conference within the next few years. You're just talking about a bunch of young coaches, some that you may feel like are young up-and-coming coaches. But Mike Gundy was the young up-and-coming coach who has now established himself and is at the top of that group, really, in age and prestige right now. With all these big-time coaches leaving the Big 12 Conference, I would think, yeah, if you're an Oklahoma State fan and you're Mike Gundy, you're feeling pretty good about where things are at and you're standing in the Big 12 Conference in the pecking order of everything. And he was, which is, like you said, that was very close to leaving at one point, it really sounded like.
Sometime later this week, we may have to bring back Tweet of the Moment, because as part of this, me scrolling through Twitter just for any mention of Bob Stoops, come across some pretty good content for that segment if we want to have a midsummer edition.
Well, we could certainly think about that. I'm sure there's a lot of crazy reaction from Oklahoma fans. This will be a tough one to handle. Right now, here's some quotes that I'm seeing. One that did strike me from David Boren, the president at Oklahoma. He said he sees so many similarities between Stoops and Lincoln Riley. To me, that's interesting just because they're different guys in terms of the side of the ball that they're on. Bob Stoops, a defensive guy. Lincoln Riley, the high-flying offensive guy. So there's so much of a dichotomy really there from the standpoint of those two guys being on opposite sides of the ball. But at the same time, they were both fairly young. I just looked at some video of Bob Stoops when he was hired in 1998 at Oklahoma. Very young, dashing-looking guy, I suppose, much like Lincoln Riley.
College football coaches age like presidents. Yeah.
Well, you can understand why.
Yeah.
A lot of stress. A lot of stress that comes with that. To be honest with you, that's really about the only quote of any substance that I've seen so far. I'm seeing a lot of Joe Castiglione quotes being tweeted out there, but it's just everything that you would expect him to say. A lot of praise for Bob Stoops and Lincoln Riley at the same time. So this thing will probably get interesting about the time we're off the air.
Well, Tyler just kind of hinted at the comment I wanted to bring up, but right now I can't imagine the pressure on Lincoln Riley's shoulders right now, because I was kind of thinking about back when Charlie Strong was hired at Texas. Yeah, there was pressure, but he wasn't exactly being completely endorsed by – I mean, he wasn't given the reins like Lincoln Riley was. Everybody at Oklahoma is endorsing Lincoln Riley to be, hey, this guy is going to be great. He's going to take Oklahoma to further and beyond. Who knows how far they're going to get with Lincoln Riley. I mean, if this guy fails, I mean, who does that fall back on?
Well, I would say
back on Bob Stoops.
No, there's well, no, well, I mean, I don't know.
There's a case to be made.
I can see what you're saying, but I would advocate that Bob Stoops has earned the right to retire whenever the heck he wants with everything he's done with that program. It's easy to forget when he took over in 1998. Man, that was not a good program at all. I mean, John Blake running that thing, it had not gone well, and they had really fallen on some hard times. And 2 years later, Bob Stoops had him winning here in Manhattan against a top five K-State team and going on to win the Big 12 and the national championship. So I think you do that for a place like Oklahoma, become the all-time winningest coach. You can go out on your own terms whenever that is. So, you know, I wouldn't blame him even if Lincoln Riley isn't a success. But there are some differences there that I could buy Lincoln Riley having some more pressure, because Charlie Strong was not – well, I'm trying to think. I mean, Charlie Strong had a ton of pressure because people were against him. He's got everybody on board, Lincoln Riley does, in this scenario. So I suppose you could say, well, there's more pressure because you can't fall back on some of the negativity as a reason why he didn't make it, which Charlie Strong did. But I don't know. It's a fairly interesting discussion there. But what I can say for sure is that Lincoln Riley has a ton of pressure on his shoulders, certainly. We'll get to You Can't Be Serious to wrap up the show next.